Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of June, recording at 9:12 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were quite strong, and the big announcement occurred over the weekend, and that was that China was allowing the yuan, or renminbi, to appreciate somewhat against the U.S. dollar. Now, see, that led to another upward dynamic from range lows for the China A-share market, and it put gains of over 3% on the Hang Seng Index and the China H-shares Index, but the whole Asian region was strong. Okay, European stock markets liked that, and all closed with reasonable gains here today. I think we had a new high in the Danish stock market index, and we've got others that are very close to new highs, and I'm just checking one of these. I'm just checking, Sweden, very close to the high. Germany, not far off the high, as I look at this screen, extremely close. So that's interesting. And Wall Street joined the party, but gave up all the gains. So we had a reversal. Wall Street was up over 1% at one stage, but closed with small losses. Now, elsewhere, what have we got? Long-dated government bond prices were a little weaker for the most part. U.S. Treasuries off the day's low, so there was quite a big tail as they rallied. U.K. gilts, they rallied a little bit further here today, but to say most of the interest rate futures are a little easier. The U.S. dollar was slightly steadier here today, although not against the Australian dollar and not against other resources currencies. Now, the resources markets had been quite strong. The industrial resources had been quite strong, but then lost those gains. Copper still closed on the higher side, but it was 10 cents off its highs of the day. Crude oil lost most of its gains. It got up to 78.92, but closed at 77.50. One of the reasons for this is that gold had a downside key day reversal, and it was a fairly big one. So bullion had rallied up to 1,200, just over 1,265, but then fell back to 1,230.85 before closing out at 1,232.45. That's down over $24. Silver also fell sharply, coming down, reversing gains, and I think a key day reversal there as well. That also caused a reversal of some gains that we had seen in some of the soft commodities, although not soybeans, which finished on the higher side. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets have been in very good form over the last couple of weeks, and we've seen them march higher, led by Asian markets, led by the ASEAN markets, the little ones that I've mentioned on numerous occasions, Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, Malaysia, which are important suppliers to China and are also a good secondary market for some manufacturing. So they're all within a touching distance of their highs. And India also right up there, near its highs. Now, this is really quite exciting, because we have the potential here for some quite significant breakouts. Now, I have talked on a number of occasions about upside potential for the second half of the year. I'd expected further sideways ranging activity, and we may well see some further sideways ranging activity because these gains are a little bit overextended in the short term. I don't want to make too big a thing of that because they're mostly range bound patterns, but we've gone fairly quickly from the lower side of ranges back to the higher side, and let's say that may require some sort of consolidation up here. A lot depends on what Wall Street does, and more on that in a moment. But the fuller money themes I do like. I actually increased my China iShares tracker in here a little bit today, my long core long position in that holding. I'm very happy to be overweight Asian markets in here right now. I'd say it's a weighting I'm actually increasing. It's impressive to see the strength for a number of these European stock markets, which have again pushed back up through resistance, actually outperforming Wall Street. The DAX is the best of the big ones. Of the smaller markets, Denmark is best closely followed by Sweden. And soft currencies here are a factor that are helping these markets because they're exporters that are leveraged to the China growth story, the Asian growth story in general, should do really quite well. That's a point I make repeatedly, but it's one worth repeating because I think it's a very important point overall. So that looks good. The resources markets continue to firm generally as well. That looks good. It almost looks like the sort of bull trend that we saw last year, but I have to emphasize that these markets are a lot more choppy, and in the short term, these stock markets are a little bit overbought. But the technical action has been mostly impressive. I say mostly impressive. Wall Street flirted with, actually may have seen some very small downside key day reversals here today. They are small. And Friday's trading range was so quiet. These are not keys on the order of the one that we saw in gold. More on that in a moment. But it may indicate that these markets might struggle a little bit. I pondered whether I should open a short position and then decided against it as the gains were, oh, the bigger pardon, the declines were narrowed on Wall Street near the close. But with a pistol at my head, I'd be lightly short rather than lightly long after today's actions. Now, have a good look at this. Look at this tomorrow. I'm not looking for anything big on the downside, but I'm just wondering if we do get a little pullback and more consolidation activity. And I have shorted Wall Street and also Germany on a number of, well, on several occasions over the last couple of months, just to hedge against my long positions in my investment account. Okay. What else to mention here? Well, the US dollar, I regard it as a suspect currency once again. I think it would take quite a sharp fall on Wall Street to revive the haven interest in the US dollar. If instead we get Asian developing markets leading the way to the upside next month, and that wouldn't surprise me at all. Then I think the dollar will continue to continue to soften, particularly against the Asian currencies and also some of the Asia Pacific currencies, I should say, and also against some of the Central and South American currencies. Now, what about gold? I didn't like this action. I had some long positions in futures, and one was stopped out at a break-even level here today, and then I sold the other one because I felt the gains were at risk here because of the developing key day reversal, which is also an upside failure at the $1,250 level. Now that's a bearish short-term signal, and if that gets some follow-through tomorrow, as it very easily could, that would suggest that we will see a further reaction in gold over the short term. Gold and other precious metals, these are markets that I've been very aggressively long for much of the last 10 years, but hopefully getting out mostly when prices are out of their seasonally more bullish periods or when the uptrend activity has lost consistency. I've got very little, well, I don't have any futures positions long now, and I had a modest-sized gold long position before that was closed in here today. So I'm a bit cautious here overall. On a long-term basis, sure, I think this gold story is excellent in terms of holding its value against these fiat currencies, and possibly still the Dow Jones and S&P 500. Although, really, when I look at those charts, the Dow in gold, for instance, or the Dow's performance divided by gold, or the S&P's divided by gold, they have really filled almost all of the potential downside that I talked about years ago. So I don't I'm not really bearish of stock markets in here in this environment, as you as you know, not on a medium term basis. And I've been quite happy to see them fulfill some short-term objectives here on the upside quite recently. So what about gold, though? I think in terms of trading opportunities, they are diminishing. We're moving into a less favorable period seasonally, but I think the main factor is that gold has more competition. And in terms of some of the traditional buyers, the Indians, so on, they're importing less because the price is higher. For gold to move upwards, and there have been a lot of bullish forecasts recently and one or two bearish ones, but for gold to move up a lot, it really needs strong investment demand. Now, we've got strong investment demand underpinning the market overall, but is that going to chase the gold price higher? Well, if you'd asked me this on Friday, I would have said, well, yes, a little higher, closer to that $1,300 to $1,400 range that I'd often mentioned earlier in the year. But the key point is, if we get steadier stock markets in the second half of this year, that provides more competition for gold, and it might actually have a quieter phase of trading activity. That's my current thoughts on it. So, from a standpoint of core long-term investor unleveraged holdings in gold, I think it remains a medium to longer term hold. But I've made my point. I think in terms of short-term trading, it looks less promising, probably. And I think that's pretty much covered the markets that I wanted to comment on here today. What I said for gold applies to the other precious metals as well. Okay? Meanwhile, all the best to all of you. More tomorrow.